Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today's show is about Christmas and the special traditions offered at Seton Hill University, as well as the Sisters of Charity at Seton Hill. I am joined by a very special guest today, Sister Maureen O'Brien. She's the Vice President for Mission and Identity. Sister, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jen. It's good to be with you.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you. Wonderful. Well, let's start a little bit by talking about Christmas traditions on campus. I know that the students are gone by now. They're home, they're with their families, but I know you do a lot during the Advent and Christmas season to make things special for the students. Why don't you start by talking a little bit about that?
Well, we do try to make Christmas as special as we can. And a lot of our tradition, I would say most of our traditions stem from the history and the traditions of the Sisters of Charity of Seton Hill. So what we do at Seton Hill is kind of patterned on what we as a community have done over the years. It's very hard because our semester ends right before or right at the beginning of the Advent season. It's really hard for us to observe Advent the way we would like to do that in its entirety. But there's no question that the Christmas season begins for us with officially the first Sunday of Advent and large Advent wreath in the chapel, very visible, so that we know that this is prelude to Christmas, that without Advent, Christmas has no significance. So shortly after the first Sunday of Advent, though, we get into the Christmas season, and we begin it with the blessing of the Christmas crib. Again, a tradition that has been part of Seton Hill's history, based on the Sisters of Charity. I remember as a postulant when I first entered the community, we would have the Christmas creche ready, and then on Christmas Eve, the youngest postulant would put the Christmas babe into the manger. And that was for us the beginning of our celebration of Christmas. And so here at Seton Hill, we officially begin with the blessing of the Christmas creche. And that has traditionally been something that our freshmen have done. Just as the youngest postulant in the Sisters of Charity did it years ago, the youngest class at Seton Hill is responsible for planning that event and for executing it. And we hold it, the creche is in what we call Mary's Garden, which again was a special place for the sisters in our early years here at Seton Hill. So that's the beginning. And shortly after the blessing of the crib, we have Light Up Night. Now, Light Up Night again has a special tie to the history of the sisters. Going back to 1870, when Mother Aloysia Lowe came from Cincinnati to Altoona, they were met at the train by the pastor of the parish, St. John's, and then they led the sisters, the first six sisters, they led them up to the convent. And in each window of the convent, there was a candle. There was a light welcoming the sisters. So what we have done is to begin a tradition at Seton Hill to replicate the welcome that was extended to the first sisters in Altoona. And so we put a light in the window of every window in the administration building, the construction of which was under the supervision of Mother Aloysia Lowe when the sisters came from Altoona to Greensburg. We recently discovered, and this is recently within the past 10 years, that Mother Aloysia was born in Ireland. And putting lights in the windows is also a very Irish tradition. So we remember.
It is. Yes, it is. That's
yeah,
great.
We remember and we celebrate Mother Aloysia and her link to Ireland. But we have the lights come on at the same time. Also, a large wreath at the entrance of the building is lit, and we ring the bells. The special bells that, again, are part of the Sister of Charity tradition. And so it's a very, very spiritual moment. It's exciting, but it's a little more than lighting the tree. It's really helping us remember our roots and the importance of Mother Aloysia Lowe to Seton Hill and to the Sisters of Charity. Following the lighting of admin, we, the seniors and the juniors, gather for wassail. And that again came from the early days of Seton Hill, when the juniors would celebrate the senior class by having a special celebration for them. Of course, it's much different in recent years than it was in the earlier days. People would dress, it was a very special dress-up event, but it's a way of honoring our seniors and the legacy that they will leave when they graduate in May. Another special part of our traditions is Christmas on the Hill. Again, that has a history. It began many years ago when there was a snowstorm and the students were unable to leave the hill. And so in order to make Christmas special and to somehow assuage the disappointment of not being able to go home, the sisters prepared and served a dinner to the students. How we continue that tradition is we celebrate a Christmas on the Hill dinner, and faculty and staff actually serve the students. And it's very interesting. The students are actually pretty surprised that we're the ones serving them. But again, this is part of who we are as a community and our relationship to our students. That dinner is also followed by a Christmas on the Hill Mass. And the students, it's an Advent Mass with a touch of Christmas. And interestingly enough, you know, if you recall back some years ago when Bishop Bosco was the ordinary, he was very strict about the observing Advent. And I remember I taught at Greensburg Central Catholic at the time, and there was nothing Christmas. It was all about Advent. So after Bishop Bosco retired, he was teaching a course here at Seton Hill, and he was actually asked to celebrate Christmas on the Hill Mass. And it was there was a little bit of humor, and he said, "Well, you know, I don't like to do this, but I'll do it for the students." And so,
that's almost like a miracle in itself that happened
it is.
On the hill.
It
there,
was
right?
A miracle. And when I told the story to our present chaplain, Monsignor Statnick, he couldn't believe it. But again, you know, it's what we do for our students and the special things that they remember. And when we ask our students to share with us one of their favorite memories of Seton Hill, it's Christmas on the Hill is at the top of their list. It's just filled with so many beautiful traditions and celebrations, and just really rooted in our Catholic Setonian identity and the meaning of the incarnation to us as a Catholic community. We also have traditions beyond the traditions that our students enjoy. Some years ago, our alums asked if they could have an alumni Christmas on the Hill. So the week after the students celebrate Christmas on the Hill, our alums come back for, again, a Sunday Advent Mass, and then they enjoy dinner in the dining hall, which is decorated to the hilt. And there's a Christmas creche around every corner. There's a Christmas creche in the dining room. It's outside the chapel. We have a creche in the garden, in Mary's garden. So there's always that reminder that Christ is why we celebrate Christmas. And then the president hosts a gathering for faculty and staff at her house, again, as an extension of her appreciation to the community. And we also have a very special mass and luncheon for our employees, and our retirees come back. So it's a very exciting time on the Hill, and the decorations are beautiful. If you've never seen them, please come and just take a look. Drive around the front of the administration building, and you get that sense of the light of Christ welcoming you to the Hill.
It's just beautiful what you have to say, and you have experienced this for many seasons, right? Many Advent and Christmas seasons, you've experienced this for sure.
Yes, and yes. As a Sister of Charity, I've experienced it for 61 years.
There you go. I like that. That's fantastic.
A lot of Merry Christmases and blessings.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
It's just so wonderful to see how the students embrace the traditions. And I think they come to a deeper understanding of the meaning of Christmas, the real meaning of Christmas, and also of the legacy of the Sisters of Charity, which is so important to who we are as an institution. It's just thrilling for me and for the students to learn that these aren't just things we do, you know, to celebrate Christmas, that these are significant experiences that connect us to the church, that connect us to Christ, and connect us to the sisters and to each other.
And let's face it, as the years go by, fewer and fewer students are churched, right? And so may be their first and only experience, perhaps even with the Advent season.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a whole different experience for them, because so many of them have just seen Christmas in the light of the secular. And what happens here at Seton Hill is they come to experience the true meaning of why we celebrate this season. And Advent is, they love the light, the lighting of the wreath. That's the chapel is in darkness, semi-darkness, and that's very attractive to them, and to see the light of Christ's light coming into their lives and coming into our chapel and greeting us is, It's just a very special time for our students. And I think they deepen in their appreciation, and I believe they take a lot of these traditions back home.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm talking today with Sister Maureen O'Brien. She's the Vice President for Mission and Identity at Seton Hill University, talking to us about the Christmas traditions that are so impactful on students, brought to them by the Sisters of Charity at Seton Hill. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is Sister Maureen O'Brien. She's the Vice President for Mission and Identity at Seton Hill University. Well, today is Christmas Eve. The campus is probably relatively quiet compared to most days. The students have gone home for the holiday, but you were telling us a little bit about the Christmas decorations that people can see if they decide to stop on campus over the holiday season. Is there anything in particular that you would like to call their attention to?
Well, I would call their attention especially to the outdoor Christmas creche, which is it's on the first floor across from the post office. It's outdoor, it's lit. I think the best time to visit that is at night. And also to be aware of the administration building and the wreath, which is lit, and the lights, which welcome us to the top of the hill, to this special place. I think they, and the chapel is decorated quite beautifully for the Christmas season as well. We have a beautiful chapel. You know, it's kind of a hidden gem. It's on the third floor. Lots of people from Greensburg, although they've been to Seton Hill, have not visited our chapel. And it surprises them to see the beauty of it and the peacefulness. Our students love to go into the chapel just to get away, to get a few moments of peace. But it's especially beautiful during the Christmas season with the decorations, which are elegant but simple. And I think that's part of our tradition, too. There's a simplicity about what we do and how we celebrate the Christmas season and the Advent season. I would say definitely see the chapel, definitely stop and see the crib, and definitely take time to drive slowly up the hill and to be welcomed by the light of Christ at the very top at the administration building.
Wonderful. So I want to ask you, let's hear a little bit about you. Tell us where you grew up, how you chose your vocation and how you ended up as a Sister of Charity.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. I grew up in Pittsburgh, on the east side of the city, in a little place that has become quite popular in Lawrenceville. And there were many, many parishes in Lawrenceville. I belonged to St. Kieran, which was the Irish parish. And I attended St. Kieran School, which was staffed by the Sisters of Charity. My grandmother attended that school, my mother attended, and I did as well. So I'm kind of charity bred, and I'm bred in the tradition of the Sisters of Charity. It's a part of our family. We were always close to the sisters. In our parish, there was a beautiful association of the sisters with the people. And I think that's one of the things that drew me to the Sisters of Charity, that they would be out on the street playing with us. They would visit our homes when there was illness in the family. There was a practical spirituality about what they did. And I was very much attracted to the sisters. I was attracted to them, too, because they were phenomenal teachers. And so I had the sisters in grade school, and then I went to Sacred Heart High School, which has morphed into Oakland Catholic. And there again, for 4 years, had the sisters. I was drawn to Elizabeth Seton as a mother. I was fascinated by the fact that she was married and had children, because my life, I was an only child. My father died when I was quite young. And so my dream was always to become a teacher and then get married and have a big family. Until one day, a sister said to me, and I was a senior in high school. Did you ever think about being a sister? And I said, oh, no. I have my life all planned out. But, you know, my plans and God's plan for me were not exactly the same. And so when I considered religious life, entering the Sisters of Charity was a natural for me. I knew them. I loved them. They had been mentors in my life. And the sisters continued to be, in fact, my first grade teacher, Sister Elenita O'Connor, is still living, and she continues to inspire me. So, and I was also drawn to Seton Hill. The sisters would bring us to Seton Hill just to visit, kind of a recruiting thing. And I loved Seton Hill. I loved driving up the drive and having those trees just envelop me. And I have to say, I still get that feeling of welcome and of being home. And I think that's what Seton Hill has become for me. It is home. And that's a very important part of our charism as Sisters of Charity, that we try to make Seton Hill a home for our students. I'm sure every university does that in a different way. But welcoming is one of the pillars of our Catholic identity, that we welcome our students. We are family, and we take care of each other. And we're a spiritual family, and we support one another in good times and in bad times. So I guess that's a kind of convoluted way of telling you my vocation story, Jen, but you know, that's how it happened. And I would never change 1 minute of the 61 years that I have spent as a Sister of Charity.
They are so blessed to have you and to, you know, lead the organization the way that you have so well in the past. But let's talk about the major changes in the last 15 years, right? I mean, this campus has exploded.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's wonderful. You know, we've had wonderful leaders from the very beginning of the foundation of our community, in the person of Mother Ella Wishelow, in the establishment of the college in 1918, Mother Mary Joseph Havey, Sister Francesca Brownlee. They were strong women and who had a vision. And their vision was to establish the ultimate place of learning. If you look back into some of the early writings, this was to be an academic institution that was rooted in Catholicism. And so that leadership has grown through the years. I think we saw a tremendous expansion and a kind of a new vitality that came during Dr. Joanne Boyle's presidency for 25 years. Joanne had a vision, and we all, I think, responded to that vision. And then when she retired, our new president, Mary Finger, just continued the good work that was done by Joanne and those who preceded her. Mary is very committed to the mission, to the Catholic identity of this institution and to the Sisters of Charity. And I think that commitment really helps all of us to be inspired to grow this institution and to determine what the needs are, you know, to remain at its core, at our core. We are a liberal arts institution, but we also are committed to meeting the needs of our students so that when they leave, they are prepared to go out and to transform the world. Elizabeth Seton said, "We are to prepare students for that world in which they are destined to live." And that's our mission, and that's what we do. That liberal arts core helps them to navigate through life, to be successful, not just to be a good PA, but to be a person of belief, a person of faith, and a person of compassion. And they bring that into the work that they, the vocations that they're called to grow in their life. I think there is a commitment to that Catholic Setonian tradition among our alums. And they come back and they're helping. So many of our alums are now on faculty and on staff. And it's wonderful to see the enthusiasm. And I think it's the enthusiasm and it's the blessing of our founders and strong leadership, which has helped our institution, which has helped Seton Hill to expand throughout these past years.
I think you take a special interest too in trying to, create a community that's economically and culturally diverse as well. And how long has it been too that you've accepted men on campus as well?
Well, we became co-ed in 2002. Mm-hmm. And that was not an easy transition because some of our alums were not really happy. Mm-hmm. In fact, they would say better dead than co-ed.
Yeah.
And so I think, again, Joanne Boyle's leadership helped to navigate us through those what could have been troubled waters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And our alums now see what the admission of men has done to help us to grow as an institution. Mm-hmm. We're still a little bit leaning. I think we're about 60-40. Is that correct, Jen? 60% women, 40% men. But it's been a real blessing to Seton Hill to have gone co-ed. And I think it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of wisdom. And that's what we find in the spirit of our founders, you know, that spirit of courage and wisdom to do what needs to be done.
Not an easy transition, but there have been many transitions for the Sisters of Charity and Seton Hill University, and you have been a leader and a change maker in almost every one of those instances. I'm so honored to talk to you today. Thank you, Sister Maureen O'Brien, Vice President for Mission and Identity, for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to everyone out there. We're so thankful that you joined us on Westmoreland Community Connections today. You're probably traveling, hopefully to a friend or family member's home to celebrate the Christmas holiday, and we hope you have safe travels and take care. Good wishes for a very happy new year. If you have an idea for an organization to be featured on the show, we ask you to give the radio station a call and let us know. This show airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.